now from Treasure Island Oldies, here's the rock and roll news for the week of September 18th. Legendary jazz musician Ramsey Lewis has died at the age of 88. Born in 1935, he went into major international recognition and stardom for his hit, The In Crowd, in 1965. He formed the Ramsey Lewis Trio back in 1953 as a result of not being drafted into the Korean War. And the trio consisted of Ramsey Lewis on piano, L.D. Young on bass, and Red Holt on drums. And they later formed Young Holt Unlimited. Ramsey Lewis was a three-time Grammy Award recipient and also a DJ in Chicago, Illinois, hosting the weekly Jazz Legends show on WDCB-FM. And later, he hosted the Ramsey Lewis Morning Show on WNUA-FM. Ramsey Lewis died September 12th at 88. In other news, the first Dick Clark Caravan of Stars tour kicked off this week in 1959 with Lloyd Price, Duane Eddy, Paul Anka, Bobby Rydell, The Coasters, and more. Lots of fall TV debuts this week in 1963. The Patty Duke Show debuted, lasting for three seasons. The Tab Hunter Show had its one season debuted this week in 1960. The Donna Reed Show with Shelley Fabre and Paul Peterson had its debut this week in 1958, and that show lasted for seven seasons. This week in 63, Anne Margaret was a guest voice as Anne Margrock on The Flintstones. Jim Morrison was found guilty of indecent exposure on stage by a Miami judge in 1970. This week in 71, Peter Frampton left Humble Pie and began his solo career. In 1957, Scotty Moore and Bill Black quit as Elvis Presley's backup musicians in a salary dispute. And later on, Bill formed Bill Black's Combo. The Everly Brothers reunited for the first time in a decade this week in 1983. It was at Royal Albert Hall in London, England. In 2006, the Big Bopper was posthumously honored with a historical marker in his hometown of Beaumont, Texas. The first Farm Aid concert happened this week in 85 in Champaign, Illinois, and it starred Roy Orbison, Bob Dylan, Joni Mitchell, John Fogerty, and others. Elvis Presley was posthumously inducted into the Country Music Hall of Fame this week in 1998. In 82, Brenda Lee was inducted into the Georgia Hall of Fame. Gordon Lightfoot inducted into the Canadian Songwriter Hall of Fame this week in 2003. Alan Freed's Mr. Rock and Roll Movie, with appearances by Chuck Berry, Frankie Lyman, Laverne Baker, Little Richard, and others, premiered this week in New York City in 1957. Carl Perkins Day was declared in the state of Texas a year after his death, this week in 1999. The Village People received a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame this week in 2008. Another TV show, this time The Big Record, Patti Page's TV show, premiered with guests Sal Mineo and the Dominoes in 1957. The following year, she moved to another network with the Patti Page Oldsmobile Show. Simon and Garfunkel reunited for a free concert in New York's Central Park in 1981. Paul Rogers from Free and Bad Company married a former Miss Canada this week in 2007. The Beatles appeared as an abstract drawing on the cover of Time magazine in 67, and in 71, the Jackson 5 appeared on the cover of Life magazine. In the studio, Dee Dee Sharp recorded Ride in 62, The Animals recorded It's My Life in 65, The Supremes recorded I Hear a Symphony also in 1965. The Spaniels cut Goodnight, Sweetheart, Goodnight in 53. Fats Domino recorded Whole Lot of Loving this week in 1958. In 1958, while on tour in Paris, the Platters recorded Smoke Gets in Your Eyes. And Sarah Vaughan recorded Make Yourself Comfortable this week in 1954. Birthdays. Frankie Avalon is 82. Jimmy Rogers, born this week, 1933. Bill Medley from the Righteous Brothers, 82 as well. Late Cass Elliott from the Mamas and Papas, having a birthday. Brooke Benton, born in 31. Frida Payne is 80. Billy Ward, born in 21. The Beatles manager, Brian Epstein, born this week in 1931. Songwriter Paul Williams is 82. Gogi Grant, born in 1924. Ricky Nelson's twin sons, Gunnar and Matthew, were born this week in 1967. Dickie Lee is 86, Debbie Boone, 66. Joni James, born in 1952. Ray Charles in 1930. Bruce Springsteen turned 73 this week. Paul Peterson, 77. Jerry Corbetta from Sugarloaf, born 1947. Jerry Marsden from Jerry and the Pacemakers, born in 42. Barbara Phyllis Albert from the Angels, twin birthday sisters. They were born 2 days apart and having birthdays this week. Linda McCartney having a birthday. She's born this week, 1942. And Rex Smith is 67. And from Treasure Island Oldies, that's your rock and roll news for the week of September 18th. I'm Michael Godin.
Treasure Island Oldies.